Hello, hi, hola, bonjour, what's vibey, everyone? What is up, you guys? It is Wednesday, it is hump day, we're going into Thursday. I'm feeling vibey tonight. We're gonna get right into the random fact, okay? Let's get it. Okay. 7% of Americans claim they never bathe at all. That is disgusting. That's disgusting. I'm like, what? Okay. All right. Baby robins eat 14 feet of earthworms every day. That's interesting. Baby robins eat 14 feet of earthworms every day. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Look, it is the last... I think it's the last Wednesday of August. Yeah. I'm feeling vibey. I'm on a mood tonight. I'll tell you guys later. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling vibey. I have my... So to update you guys, last week I had a bike injury and it was dealing with my pelvic area. And it hurt. It was the worst pain I've ever experienced ever in my life. But yeah, so I went to the doctor today and they examined that and they, said that it's healing nicely. I just need to put ice on it and have ibuprofen for the pain. So the pain has gone away a lot. But yeah, so that's the update on that. So tomorrow I'm gonna start biking just a little bit, nothing too crazy, because I do miss biking and I do miss skateboarding. So that's gonna be great to do this, the ending of like the week and the weekend, to just have that, just do that. It's just gonna feel really, really great. I'm really excited about that. Okay, so what's been happening in Black culture? What's been happening around the country with these damn chicken sandwiches? Black Twitter has made Popeyes and Chick-fil-A spike up in their I guess they've earned. Okay, so basically maybe late on this, but basically the chicken sandwiches were beefing. Basically, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, they were beefing over who has the best chicken sandwiches. And everyone in the comments were like, oh, Popeyes, no Chick-fil-A, oh, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. So everyone decides to go to Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. And Popeyes has this long-ass line because everyone wants to try their chicken sandwiches. And it's very interesting. It's very... I think it's very interesting. I think it's crazy, and I think it's like, it's dumb. But hey, I mean, this happens. And this day and age, we're just out here just beefing over sandwiches. And I was watching T. Pendel YouTube video, and there were people who were fighting over chicken sandwiches. They were fighting these Popeye workers were fighting for their life over chicken sandwiches. Can you imagine? You're going to work and you have to like, oh, you have to think about, oh damn, I might be throwing some hands today, I might be fighting. Like, that's crazy, yo. I think it's very interesting and like weird that we're fighting over damn chicken sandwiches, and it's become a big uproar and very popular that these chicken sandwiches are out. And it's, meanwhile, the Amazon is on fire. Meanwhile, we're losing 20% of our oxygen in Brazil, like the rainforest. My gosh, us human beings, right? You gotta love us and hate us at the same time. We're just out here just being reckless. I can't with us sometimes. Like, sometimes we're great and then sometimes we're not great. I don't know. I've never tried the chicken sandwich at Popeyes, nor at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, I've had a chicken strips, but I don't really eat Chick-fil-A. I don't eat Chick-fil-A because who they support, they have funding dealing with anti-LGBT, and I am a part of the LGBT movement. I am lesbian, I'm gay, I'm queer, whatever you want to call it, androgynous woman, and I am very proud to be who I am. So I just think it's very crazy that we're out here giving these companies so much money. Like, we gave Popeyes $23.7 million off of chicken sandwiches. And I doubt that they're going to put this money back into the communities. It's like our spending power is very powerful. And I hope that we really realize that. I'm praying for our society. I mean, it's fun to have that happening because the world is a very crazy place, and sometimes we just need a moment to just not really think about what's going on. And the Amazon and the Brazil, the rainforest, they're burning up. It's crazy. Climate change is happening. We lost 20% of our oxygen. There's this company called Echonasia, where they've planted, I think, at least over 1 million trees. So shout out to them, and shout out to Mother Nature. It started raining in the Amazon rainforest. And also, I just feel bad for the villagers, the people who live in that area, the animals and the insects. It's crazy. Human nature. We are very destructive. But I pray for us. But yeah, man. You guys. A lot of people was like, oh my God, just the end of the world. I don't know if it is or not, because back in the day it was crazy shit happening too. So you just don't really have social media. So now you have all kinds of crazy stuff. But I mean, the memes were kind of funny from the Popeyes thing, but like over a certain amount of time, I get tired of, okay, are we still on this? Like, people are really like fighting over these damn chicken sandwiches. It's like, yo, come on. But yeah, man, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna get right into what I love. The things I love, but one thing I love. Okay. We're gonna get right into it. Be back. Okay, you guys, we are back. Excuse the car riding by. I live in Brooklyn. It's a very busy. New York is just a very busy town, you guys. Excuse that. As the plane goes by, enjoy the plane going by. Yep. Okay, so we're gonna get right into the second part of the episode. The things I love, as I mentioned earlier, I am on a vibey state. I'm just vibey right now. Okay, so the things I love. Chocolate. Yeah, man. Like, I will see it in the window, like a really nice. It's not like seeing a really nice German chocolate cake. Oh my gosh. And like, my mouth will be watering. I love chocolate. I feel like I'm addicted to chocolate. Like, when I have my loft, my big old loft, my beautiful studio space, or whatever you want to call it, I am going to have a section where it's dealing with chocolate. Like a Willy Wonka land. But this is going to be my land. Like unique's land of chocolate. Oh my gosh, I love it so much, chocolate. And that goes to chocolate woman too. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. As I mentioned earlier, I am on a vibe state. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. You know. So, I know I mentioned in the last episode that I'm not dating, but it doesn't mean that I can't look. That I have experienced chocolate in my day and age. This is just an appreciation episode of the chocolates. The chocolates. And the different flavors and the different coats of chocolate. So the ones you can eat. That's what she said. But you know what I mean. And then the ones that are human beings. The chocolates. Yeah, man. It's very beautiful. I really, like, when I see it, I'm just like, my gosh, the way the light hits it, you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh my, like, it's so soft. And it's just like gooey. Like, earlier today, I went to Barnes & Noble. And, you know, every Barnes & Noble usually has, like, a Starbucks or kind of like an off-brand Starbucks type of, like, cafe. And they had the biggest chocolate chunk cookie. In the dang, like, little display, like, little window type of thing. That looks so freaking good. I was just like, oh my gosh, I gotta get that. I gotta get it. And they, like, I always have them, like, heated up for me. Oh my goodness. My gosh, heaven must be like this. It must be like this. I just feel like chocolate and heaven are combined. Like, chocolate is heaven. Like, you know what I mean? And then when you see a person that is chocolate, oh my goodness, it's heaven. It's like literally an angel. Like, my goodness, my gosh. Like, for example, everyone knows probably who Lupita Nyong'o is. Viola Davis. My goodness. Oh my gosh. Sponsored by chocolate. I'm pretty sure. Hershey's. Like, when Hershey's thought, let's make chocolate, I'm pretty sure they saw a chocolate woman. It's like, damn. I'm pretty sure. Because that would have been me. Like, yo. Like oozing, like, dang, you're melting. Like, I'm so corny, but man, it be that way. And it's just like different shades of chocolate too, but whew, my gosh, it's so beautiful. I just like when I see like a chocolate beautiful woman, I just want to hug her and just like, oh my gosh, I'm so weird. but my goodness, it is just the most amazing thing to see, to set your eyes on. If you were having a bad day, you look over and you see chocolate, like chocolate cake, right? And then you see chocolate, like human being. Oh my gosh, like for me, it's like a woman. And I also like, I see chocolate guys, like guys who are beautiful. I'm like, yo, this guy is very gorgeous, like a very beautiful looking guy. Like, I appreciate them too. But man, human beings, like, I just gotta say, like, us, the Black culture, African American, Indigenous, we are very beautiful. And we are so beautiful, people envy us. People throw hate on us. But we just gotta keep confident, and we just go about our day, because people want what we have. And I'm telling you this, people want what we have because our skin and our glow is just so beautiful. It is out of this world. Like, it's magic. It's legit magic. And we can't explain it, because it's just the way the sun hits us. It's like a glow. It's out of, like, I can't even explain it, because it's like, it's unexplainable. Honestly, we are so gorgeous. Like, God dang. God dang. You know, like, whew, thank you, God, for making me this beautiful, this, just bless people with my, I appreciate you. Yeah, man, but I just had to, like, say that, like, how much I appreciate chocolate and chocolate people, especially women. Like, woof, my gosh, when I see them, oh my gosh, it's like the world stop. Like, oh, I see you, queen, I see you. But damn. So, I mentioned earlier that I was very vibey. Yeah, I saw someone that I haven't seen in, you know, a couple weeks or whatever, but it was great seeing them, and we were just talking and vibing. But it's cool, you know. It's really great when you have, like, you vibe with someone. They're very beautiful, very, like, beautiful person inside and out. And then it's like, oh my god, it's great to see you again. And it's just like, you know, you're on that type of energy. So it was great. I had a really great Wednesday, you know. Yeah. yeah, we're gonna get right into the corny joke of the day. Okay, let's get it. Why shouldn't you write with a broken pencil? I don't know, Unique. Why? Because it's pointless. That's corny, I know. Let's see if I can find another. Wow. Okay, here we go. Let's get this one. If athletes get athlete's foot, what do elves get? Mistletoes. Oh, okay, that was funny. All right, I'm done with that. No, I really hope you guys enjoy my corny joke section and the random fact section, because you get to learn something, and then you laugh at the corny joke section, you know. But yeah, I hope everyone has been enjoying their week so far. This is the last week of August, and I hope that you guys have put a really stop in August. Like, we're about to go into fall. We have about, what, 2 more weeks of summer. Summer, fall starts, I think, September 23rd or 20th, something like that. So, but yeah, we're going into the ending. We're in the ending of summer. So we're about to start fall. Yeah, I hope everyone has been really enjoying their summer, really getting it in. And now that fall is happening, I know it has been hot girl summer, hot boy summer, city boy summer, whatever you want to call it. But since we are winding down, we're getting into fall, and it's time to get serious. And you guys, we need to get tested. So, yeah, I got tested today. It's all about fall clean, boy. Fall clean, girl. Let's get tested. Let's make sure we're all healthy, all clean and stuff everywhere. Because you don't want to be out here itching and scratching and burning in the fall time. You want to be focusing on what you want to focus on, like your career, your artistry, all that stuff. And also be clean with it. If you want to start winding down with your significant other, the person that you like in the summertime, just like, okay, I want to start cuddling with you, because we are also getting into that cuddle weather season. Yeah, so you just want to be healthy, man. And also, it is very important to talk to the person that you are talking to about getting tested, or the person that you're interested in sleeping with about getting tested, or just the person you're interested in dating with about getting tested. So we need to make sure these topics are talked about, and not being afraid to talk about it, because our health matters, and we want to be out here being responsible. So now that summer is ending, the summer girl, hot girl summer, city boy summer, whatever you want to call it, all that stuff, we're going into fall, and we need to be fall clean boy, fall clean girl, or fall clean, gender fluid, whatever you want to call it. Everyone, please, please get tested. There is ways where you can get free testing, LGBT centers, clinics, all that stuff. It is available now in 2019. There is no excuse. There are services out there where you can get free testing. So let's get it. Let's be clean. Let's be healthy. There is no excuse, you guys. Okay? And also, since fall is coming up and then winter afterwards, I have experienced this seasonal depression. So you guys, start really sitting down with yourself and try to get into some counseling or some group counseling, whatever. There is programs, there are services out here. We just have to research. You have to go out and get it, you know. So you are not alone. You don't have to deal with it yourself. But yeah, please, you guys, let's just be adults and let's get serious. And adulting is hard as it is, but let's take care of ourselves inside and out. We want to be healthy. We want to be healthy, you guys. Okay? Okay. So, with that being said, mosquitoes got my ass yesterday. They got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, like damn, like 5. I got 5 bites on my arm. Like, chill out. Apparently they're not stopping until fall really hits. So yeah, so we're gonna end this episode right here. But I love you guys. Talk good to yourself. Constantly do that. Make sure you talk well to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. Try to make somebody's day tomorrow and this weekend. Enjoy Labor Day, you guys. I might give you guys another episode before Labor Day. Who knows? Enjoy Labor Day. Enjoy the summer ending. Appreciate that. Appreciate every moment, because the world is wild right now, and there's a lot happening. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, but then also understand that we have to do something too at the same time. I know it's kind of a contradiction, but you know, just be aware of certain things. Be aware of your surroundings and stuff. So make someone smile. I love you guys. Peace.